A different continent, a different debt crisis now, Greece. The Greek government today succeeded in borrowing money. It sold over 1.5 billion euros of short-term treasury bills and notes. That's about $2 billion worth. So at least someone has confidence in the bailout that was negotiated for Greece by the big countries that use the euro and by the International Monetary Fund. That potential 30 billion euro bailout has drawn some criticism in Germany, which would contribute the most. Some Germans say either Greece should stop using the common currency or Germany should. In Greece, there is some opposition to the austerity measures it would require. So what does all this mean for the euro, and what does it mean for us in this country? Well, we're going to ask Martin Wolf, who is chief economics commentator for the Financial Times. He's in New York City today, and welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be here.
First, do Germany, France, and the other Eurozone members have any real alternative to preventing a Greek default?
Yes, actually, I think they do, but of course it would be a risky one. The alternative is reasonably clear, would be a debt restructuring, or, to put it more plainly, some form of organized default. And that could happen. Indeed, within the context of the Eurozone, to some degree that's inevitable. At some point this is likely to happen to somebody. But I think they're too frightened to allow it to happen in what is still a very fragile financial and economic environment.
The other day, George Soros told your paper, the Financial Times, it is 50-50 whether the Eurozone breaks up. What would be the damage of the drachma or the Deutschmark coming back to life and the euro not being the big European currency?
Here we are really embarking on investigation of sort of deep imponderables. I think the fear is that since this was the culminating, the crowning project of European integration, a process that is now just about 60 years old, that it would actually lead to the unraveling of much else, all the cooperation, all the effort put into the single market, the assumptions about how the orderly arrangement of the continent works would come undone because this huge and very ambitious project had failed. And a particularly important aspect of this, and it's worth stressing, is that one of the reasons they wanted the single currency was to avoid the impact of huge currency fluctuations on competitiveness within Europe. And this clearly would be lost. And that could well lead to countries starting to put up tariff barriers because currencies are moving so much. So I think there is a real reason to fear the unknown, the unknowable, the end of this historic process, and I'm absolutely sure that's what George Soros is concerned about.
Well, if all that is at least potentially riding in the balance of what happens with the Greek euro crisis, what does it mean for Americans who are looking at our own economy, hoping it'll pick up and employment will go down? Do we have any stake in the future of either the euro or the broader European integration project?
Well, there are many different dimensions for this. First and foremost, of course, the effort at European integration, of which this was a crowning component, was one of America's preeminent strategic objectives ever since the Second World War. Mm-hmm. The U.S. was very actively engaged in pushing, broadly speaking, this sort of European integration process. And, of course, from the U.S. point of view, the fact that Europe is stable, peaceful, that Central and Eastern Europe has now been fully incorporated within the European Union is a colossal strategic success, a real big transformation. Then secondly, Europe is still, I think, quite by a long way, America's biggest single trading partner and biggest single economic partner. The European economy is the only one in the world which rivals that of the US in scale. In fact, it's a bit bigger. And if it were to get into serious trouble, that would have a big impact on the financial sector and, of course, on trade and investment. So if you look at that either as a geostrategic and geopolitical or as an economic process, things that cause real trouble for Europe would be very problematic for the U.S. too.
Martin Wolf, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's a pleasure.
That's Martin Wolf, chief economics commentator for the Financial Times newspaper. He spoke to us from New York.